From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
I got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
Rode to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros. Yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the Crown Prince of Western Pictures, Smiley Burnett. Now here he is, one of the world's great horsemen. At least he's got the face for it. Smiley Burnett!
That's what I like. That's what I like.
Yep. That's what I like.
That's what I like.
Is that what you like?
That's what I like. I like suits with stripes in them, ties with dots in them, and letters with checks in them.
Don't you know?
Say, Joseph, last week Charlie McQuarrie drove his old car out to Santa Anita Racetrack, and when he come chugging up to the gate man yells at him, "A dollar for the car." McQuarrie looked kind of surprised, and he hollers, "So." I remember one time when a car run over Mrs. Terwilliger up in Freeman. Our chief of police asked her if she could describe the car. She said, "Well, no, I can't, but the woman driving it had a turban hat trimmed in red, and her coat was imitation fur." Oh, they look, don't they? Joe, how do you spell fence?
Well, Smiley, it's according to what you're talking about, money or brain.
Well, I don't know. I want to tell my girl that I've had indigestion since Friday.
Oh.
Who's sorry now? Who's sorry now? Whose heart is aching for breaking each bow? Who's sad and blue? Who's crying too? Just like I cried over you. Right to the end, just like a friend, I tried to warn you somehow. You had your way, now you must pay. I'm glad that you're sorry now.
Really taken aback yesterday when Mrs. Mahoney's little boy said you were homely. Now,
right?
Yeah, I know he just said that for a joke, but it'd been a lot better joke if he'd said you was handsome, you know. Oh, yeah. Folks, I'd like to have you hear a few words from our fine sponsor now.
Yeah,
hey,
what's
the
did you see my dog? I'm down there doing a little rabbit hunting.
On the corner of Hollywood and Vine, he's lost his dog.
He just don't care where he goes. You'd have known him, though, if you'd have seen him. He's just got three legs.
Did he go by here?
I think he did. Last time I heard from him.
Three-legged dog?
Yeah, he's got one wooden leg, Smiley. I made for him, yeah.
You made him a wooden leg?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, that must be a terrible handicap for a dog to only have three legs and a wooden leg like that, huh?
Well, no, Smiley, it's more of a handicap for me than it is that
for
dog.
For you?
Yeah, I don't get a shot at a rabbit or nothing anymore. Oh. By the time I get down there, he's got the rabbit cornered and just clubbing him to death.
Well, sir, for the benefit of our listeners that didn't just tuned in here now, I want to tell you that we have as a guest an old friend, the Squeaking Deacon Moore. A lot of you folks remember his band. And he's the author of Ding Dong Daddy, St. James Infirmary, and the co-writer of Bye Bye Blues. Deacon, we sure do love you. And would it be asking too much to have you sing that song,
yeah,
that Ding Dong Daddy that you wrote?
Wow.
We're all familiar with it.
Be glad to run you off a bad day. Well, I reckon you folks don't know me at all. I just drive in today. My home's down here in a little town. Now it ain't so far away. Well, the folks down there for miles around, they call me by my name. And now that I've come to this here fair town, I want you all to do the same. Cause I'm Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a big bone pappy from Pittsburgh, Missouri. You ought to see me strut. I'm a Ding Dong Daddy, got a whiz bang mommy and a Bear Creek baby and a Wampus kitty. I'm a Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do my stuff. Well, you know, the other day I went over here on the west side to see Mr. Burnside. I got over on the west side to see Burnside. Found Burnside, moved over on the east side. Go over on the east side to see Mr. Burnside. Rang the doorbell on the outside. Mrs. Burnside came from the inside to the outside. I said, "Howdy, Mr. Burnside. I want to see Mr. Burnside." You know, she just cried and cried and cried. Cried. Said Burnside had died. Committed suicide. Of course, I was horrified. Went across the street there and got ossified. Well, sir, I never did get to see Mr. Burnside. A poo poo pee doo and a vody o do. Well, I'm Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas.
Yes, sir, the Squeaking Deacon. I'm sure glad you come around today. We've really had quite a surprise here. Say, fellas, you'd think that inasmuch as Mallet Head Luther has trouble passing from one grade to the other from year to year, that everybody in town would kind of help educate him, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, definitely.
Well, they do. Yeah, they do try in a kind of a peculiar way. Now, a while back, Tookie Treats, he says to Mallet Head, he says, "Mallet, how do you spell Mississippi?" Old Mallet says, "M-I-S-I-P-I." Tookie says, "Well, now, the dictionary spells it M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Mallet says, "Yeah, but you ask me how I spell it." One day the teacher says, "Mallet Head, if a fishing boat caught 2,000 pounds of mackerel and sold it for 10 cents a pound, how much would that come to?" Well, old Mallet scratched and twisted halfway around and grinned and looked at the ceiling, chewed all the rubber off his pencil, and he said, "Now, let me see now. The teacher says, now, if there was 2,000 pounds of mackerel," old Mallet says, "well, no wonder I couldn't get it. I was figuring bluegills." Well, sir, my singing today is in the kids section. All the children, I hope you're listening. It's called Gordy the Little Sea Frog. Now down in the land of the briny deep, the briny deep, the briny deep, lives Gordy the little sea frog, garum. Gordy the little sea frog, garum. With all of the world at his tiny feet, tiny feet, tiny feet, Gordy the little sea frog, garum. Gordy the little sea frog, garum. King Neptune on a throne of shells, you can hear him cry. Ring the tinkling coral bells as Gordy passes by. Now you will agree if ever you meet, ever you meet, ever you meet, Gordy the little sea frog, garum. Gordy the little sea frog, garum. That everyone down in the briny deep, briny deep, briny deep, loves Gordy the little sea frog, garum. Gordy the little sea frog, garum. If you were looking, you're bound to see, bound to see, bound to see, Gordy the little sea frog, garum. Gordy the little sea frog, garum. For he will be visiting you and me, you and me, you and me, Gordy the little sea frog, garum. Gordy the little sea frog, garum. King Neptune sent him up above, all over the world to go, to teach the boys and girls to love, more kindness how to show. Now he has come up from the briny deep, the briny deep, the briny deep, Gordy the little sea frog, garum. Gordy the little sea frog, garum. And long as we love one another, we keep Gordy the little sea frog, garum.
Gordy the little sea frog.
Ka-ramp, 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 ka-ramp.
Short circuit in his amplifier, so I suppose we'll have to wait till he lengthens it before we can play his guitar again. Well, sir, friends, Deacon Moore came to you through the courtesy of Mrs. Deacon Moore today, and until we see you again, this is old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me, and I'll dare you to talk about me.
Bye now.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett, Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.